Del Olalea here for ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, and I'm joined by multi-race winning F1 driver David Coulthard. David, welcome to Houston. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Appreciate you joining us. Now, we've been talking about Red Bull showrun for the better part of 3 weeks here on the station, and we know they're going to be the best cars in motorsports here in town out at Discovery Green tomorrow. Can you tell us what people can expect when they're out there checking out the cars?
Well, we are going to be putting on a little show between 12 and 2, as you say, in Discovery Green. And as well as having two Formula One cars in the running show car display for the first time, we've obviously got myself as representing the older retired gentleman, but we've also got Arvid Lindblad, who's one of the young Red Bull juniors, who's getting the opportunity to showcase the V-Carb or the RB. Liveried RB8, and then we'll have Mad Mike in his McLaren drift car. We've got Andrew Carlson's going to be in his trophy truck, and we'll have some motorbike displays as well. So basically, whether you're a motorsports fan or not, it's just going to be an action-packed celebration of everything that Red Bull has brought to Houston.
You heard David say whether you're a motorsports fan or not. The event opens at 10. You heard him give you the time for when the event, as far as the cars are going on. It's kind of an all-day thing. You've got great food from the city of Houston. You've got the DJs later. It's everyone can come. It's admissions open, yep. No tickets. You can pick and choose what you want. As far as F1 and its expansion in the states overall, what would you point to at maybe to say as the inflection point? Where was it, the TV show? Is it just simply the drivers, or just people loving speed?
Well, I think America's always had a lot of great motorsports activities anyway, and historically Formula One was more of a sort of European championship, which has grown. You know, it was first formed in 1950, and we now pretty much cover every continent. I'm actually doing a Red Bull running show car event in South Africa next month as well. So, you know, we're trying our best to serve the world. But I think that the fact that Formula One represents the fastest race cars in the world in terms of their ability to go around the circuit. So there's things like drag racing will give you a higher top speed. A Formula One car will do around 220 miles an hour. But there's nothing in the world will go as fast around a closed racetrack as a Grand Prix car. And I think that inevitably America has become more and more drawn towards that. Netflix show has undoubtedly helped bring in a younger generation as well and bring all that together. And we've just seen tremendous growth where we've gone from having no Grand Prix for many years in America. Yeah, I was part of the generation that did the Indianapolis racing course for a few years. But we now have Austin, Texas, we have Miami, and we have Las Vegas. And there's still appetite for more in America.
Yeah, I grew up on IndyCar racing, just watching as a kid on Saturdays from a little house in Long Beach. And now we see where F1 is in this country as it continues to grow. So we heard David talk about the racing aspect of it. I gave you some of the things beyond the racing, and it's an interactive experience. We have the race car simulators. We have the Red Bull Fan Zone as well. That's open for all ages. You get a chance to experience Red Bull and all it has to offer. Because when you think of Red Bull, you think of excitement. You think of speed when it comes to the racing. We know what Red Bull has to offer. David, can you tell us a little bit how you got involved with Red Bull?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, just a thought for those that are just learning about Formula One for the first time. You mentioned IndyCar there. Roger Penske, who is synonymous with racing and IndyCar and NASCAR, he had a Formula One team for several years, and he actually won a Grand Prix back in the 80s. And so, therefore, there has been links there, and the Andretti family are looking to try and enter Formula One as well, again showing that they want to expand their motorsports empire. But in terms of the event here, you nailed it. We've got something for everything. You know, as a father, I know finding entertainment for kids is always a joy, and so everything's going to be laid on here for the younger generation, for the teens. There'll be various interactive opportunities, and of course the chance to see all the motorsports display on the streets. And for those who are just curious, I believe there's also a baseball match on later that Saturday evening. So come down here, get warmed up with some Formula One, and then casually saunter over to the stadium and be ahead of the crowd and be ready entertained before you get into the stadium.
Yeah, hopefully you guys come in and changes the momentum, because the Astros just got swept in Cincinnati. So maybe Red Bull in the afternoon and in the morning, and then we see the Astros out at Minute Maid Park a little bit later. David, you mentioned all the things you can do for the family. The music, we'll have DJs. We had Paul Wall on earlier on the station, so a Houston staple. So we got the cars, we've got the music, we got great food from the Houston food trucks. Have you ever spent any time in Houston, or is this your first time in the city?
No, I've been here a few times. I've been to see the Rockets. Got some courtside, which was always an incredible experience. So yeah, I've had a little bit of Houston before this trip. I arrived last night. Unfortunately, I have to leave Saturday after the event, so I'm not getting any chance to sort of hang out. But I've had that experience before, so I know it's an incredible city, and there's a lot of good energy. And as you say, the musical side as well is something which is pretty special. But Arvid's our young racer, our young charger, so I'll be sending him out to experience the music scene after the Red Bull Running Show car event.
Gotcha. Like we said, something for everybody. So you'll see the RB7 car out there and the RB8 car out there. It opens early, 10 a.m. That's when the gates open, but the racing and the action will start at 12. It'll be something for everyone from 10 till maybe you want to spend the entire day out at Discover Green. We have something for you. It's Red Bull Showrun. David, I want to thank you for joining us. Enjoy the city. Have a good time tomorrow.
Thank you very much.